Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 22nd, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, today's show, we're going to be touching on a number of themes all along a general progression of analysis of what gets in the way of our having what we want, or what we have to know or do to get our freedom. And these themes include moving through the impediments to conscious planning, and what are the tactics by which we know power's presence? What changed in the certainty, disproportion dynamics between us and the global state statesman in the period post-French Revolution? And why must we see hidden power in order to root our actions in an ethical basis? And class means targeting the vulnerable. These are lessons we are learning from Alice Miller, which we'll be reading at the end of our commentary. And then how do we know that there is suppression of thought? Is there not critical discussion? So what we're doing in these Raise Up Love, Facing Fear, Raise Up Love series of shows is revisiting the progression of the analysis in our 3.7 page, the page of the last segment of our series, Embracing Global Goals, because we are encouraging everyone who considers themselves a progressive to accept the conclusion of the analysis of anti-systemic movements, which we read most of here, which is that the nation state is the wrong arena in which to strive for our freedom, and that it is a global freedom that is meaningful. There is no other. It is also a freedom rooted in individual freedom. There is no other. A recent film that probes in a specific instance, according to a review I read of this film, Trumbo, probes the effects of the McCarthy era in the U.S. And it suggests an interesting comparison with our current manufactured reality vis-a-vis the issue of hidden power, at least to someone being subjected to its more aggressive tactics for suppressing and eliminating dissent. We've been arguing that hidden power, that concept, is multidimensional. It exists in our internalization of it, that our identification with the state is a transference of our identification with authority more broadly, with that of our parents, that it exists in the mental frames that were set in us in those early childhood experiences. That power hides in the absence of any real challenge to it. It becomes like the water we swim in, the air we breathe. It's just all there is. That's the objective, to make it seem that way, of those who want to rule us, to make it seem as if there is no other alternative. This is life itself is what they provide. There's nothing else but that, despite what our bodies tell us. When we are immediately forced to subsume our authentic selves in this manufactured reality. And this is accomplished, this makes it totalitarian when there is no other option. Why is that never discussed on the left? Well, I think we know, those of us thinking this through in the course of these shows, that this has been accomplished with the creation of the nation state, and this is specifically within a global interstate system, and it was created to provide the power guys with cover, with backup and structural support in the period post-French Revolution. So it hides in the elimination of all other options, such that its crafted reality we are conditioned to see and feel as natural, as fair, comfortable even, at least to those who are not explicitly targeted with economic hardship, ridicule, or with EMF weapons. And I am continuing to encourage us to press those who consider themselves our leaders for an accounting of what exactly the Department of the Navy has and how they have been used. What weapons, EMF weapons, do they have that have been used against individuals or are capable of? And we know that they, until recently, weren't shy about admitting they exist. They were on display at police expos and things. And so it is completely legitimate, given the fact that they can be deployed invisibly, such that those who are the victims of it are unaware or make false assumptions about the health problems they create, that they are quote unquote natural. It perfectly dovetails this type of weapon with power's overall MO of staying hidden. And that power hides in its innumerable clandestine actions and actors, trained to maintain the story of class, and trained, more specifically, to ferret out our resistance. And I really had no idea the degree to which they insinuate themselves into any possible resistance, or that resistance constitutes as little a thing as wanting to establish a self that is independent of that assigned by the power-defined system, by the wage work system, by a coerced work system. This puts artists in the crosshairs. This puts anyone who is engaged in an authentic process of the development of their thought, the development of their selves. It puts you straight in the crosshairs. And that means a whole bunch of folk have gone through what I'm going through now, and that I'm walking in their shoes, and it is time for it to stop. And it has been very difficult, I've found, to generate discussion of it because of the atomization of all of us, the separation of our lives into separate boxes. It's very difficult for us to join with those who are experiencing something that we are not, and for those who are experiencing something that's secret, to be open about it, because there's no corroboration of it. So these clandestine actors are insinuated totally into resistance, defined broadly as refusal to relinquish one's soul, one's original self, and then to provide misdirection, miseducation, and the suppression of critical ancestors when thought, despite these efforts, starts to grow.